Denise, D-E-N-I-S-S-E, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, 61697. Ms. Rivera is a 24-year-old young lady with two children who yesterday stepped on a tiny car of her son. The car caused her to stretch her leg one way, right leg one way, left leg another. She held on to the furniture before she actually hit the ground, but not before she heard a pop in her back and had severe back pain. This morning, she had a hard time getting out of bed. She's got left leg pain, lower abdominal pain. She feels like her leg is swollen now. She's had no fever, chills. She did feel like she was going to vomit because the pain was so severe. She's had no urinary symptoms, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsions. Family history, both mom and dad are living, positive for diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, GLORE, that's G-L-O-R-E. Allergy none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 3 weeks ago, she has a implant to keep her from getting pregnant. She's definitely not pregnant, which is important for x-ray reasons. She has two children. She's here with her husband, who's very loving. Review of system as above. Medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, medication, birth control implant, but nothing by mouth. Immunization, no COVID immunization. She's alert, awake. She's 194 pounds, no change in her weight, no urinary symptoms reported, 96%, 98.4, 16, 63, 132 over 63. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs clear, abdomen soft. There's tenderness noted over the low back and lower abdomen. Logical non-focal leg raising test is positive on the left side at 45 degrees. There's really no evidence of lymphadenopathy or increased growing size on the left. There's good pulses present. Assessment, number one, low back pain. Number two, x-ray of the L-spine shows no fracture, but a very severe spastic L-spine noted in the x-ray. Number four, Toradol, 60 milligram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram, 10 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol Dospak. At home, next one is Lofena, L-O-F-E-N-A, 25 milligram, two tablets TID. Next one is Flexeril and Medrol Dospak to be purchased. To be careful with Flexeril, no driving. Next time is abdominal ultrasound is negative. Next time is pelvic ultrasound. And soft tissue and lower extremity ultrasounds are negative. The pain appears to be all coming from low back pain, most likely a nerve root irritation. Next time is if not better by Monday. Let's get an MRI, as I discussed. Next number, neurological emergency, loss of bowel and bladder control discussed. If any seen, she will return or go to the emergency room immediately. Thank you. Discuss with husband as well.